Good evening, it's 6 o'clock. I'd like to call to order the Select Board meeting on Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. I'm Elisa Viarango, Select Board member. I will be your host this evening as Robin was unable to join us. And we've got Will Emmett with us and Town Coordinator Hilma Sumner with us and our friends in the audience as well. So to begin, I'd like to review the agenda. We'll be reviewing minutes from 6:18 and 6:20, followed by public comment. We have an appointment at 6:15 with our school committee representative, Budge Litchfield, just for an update. And we have a second appointment this evening at 6:30 with highway superintendent position discussion and reorganization of duties and compensation. We will follow that with additional Select Board FYI 25 appointments for a few positions and followed by other business.
Do I read out all the other business stuff?
You don't have to necessarily.
Because we'll get to it. So we have maybe six items of other business. Hilma, do you have anything to add to the agenda?
Yes, the signing of the ambulance contract.
Yes. And as soon as I get a pen that works, that would be helpful. Will, anything to add?
Not at this point.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, we will kick off with the review of minutes. Will, do you have anything for 6:18?
I do not.
Okay. I have a few, I believe. And I should check that list before I brought this one up. On the front page, down at the bottom, under Select Board Appointments, it says that I was listed or added as the alternate planning board representative. Is that the FERCog planning board representative?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I think I can't serve on the same board as my husband.
Yes, no, that, and I should add that for clarity.
Yeah. Okay, so there was that one. A question for the second page. Some of the appointments that we did for different boards and committees have the names listed and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
So is that, was that done on purpose?
I have no idea. These are, I took from the notes that were given to me.
I think it would be nice to have it on record to list the names.
Okay.
Will, do you have thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think we should have names. Because for instance, here on a motion, there's a second item.
Mm-hmm.
By Elisa Viarango, seconded by Will Emmett. Select Board unanimously voted to appoint members to the Agricultural Commission. Boom.
Right.
Who, what, where, when, how.
Yeah, and toward the last several, same way.
Right, and then the last three in bold.
Mm-hmm.
Need names. I thought that would help provide some historic data.
Now, that would be in a, that information would be in the recording anyway, I assume.
Well, sure, on the audio, but.
It would be in the recording, but that's not.
That's not official.
That's not legal.
Right, okay.
So on the third page, I had something about the board's clerk job description. Oh, okay. So the description of that is that the Select Board will review the job description with the new employee after a few months on the job to see what, if any, adjustments should be made. I think this is a little misleading because for this full position, we actually don't have an employee yet.
Yes, she do.
Well, has she accepted the new charge and the new position?
Yeah.
Okay, but at this time, she hadn't. Because we had just updated.
Technically, she had. You'd already appointed her.
Did that happen before the? the updated position though. Because last I remember is that we were going to tidy up the job description, show it to her, and see if she accepted it. I'm not remembering that correctly either. Okay.
Well, one of us isn't. And
okay.
So I don't know. No, I think it was mainly you guys were going to clean it up, and you voted on it.
Okay.
And
right.
And that's where it's like, here it is, and kind of the same thing with like the boards that she's now going to go be working with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've emailed out to them updated copies of the job description that she's been appointed, to reach out to her, here's her contact information,
okay.
All that stuff.
Okay, so that's all
so
set.
I think that's all set for now.
Okay. Well, do you have any questions about that particular item or?
No.
No, okay. Very good. Going down two more paragraphs, when we go to the Community Hall Windows fundraising, the third line continued beyond August 1, comma. I think that comma should be a period.
Yes.
No, it's all, well, to me, it's all the same.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Because it's all...
So in reference to an email?
It's all in the context of the email from Bob Gruen.
Okay, very good. Now I see the flow of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. However, the last line, the amount raised to date is missing a zero.
Well, I wondered. That's what was in the notes, and I'm like... Does that just mean a new amount?
Yes.
It should be 202.
Right.
Right.
It's a total of $20,283.15,
okay.
Not 2,000.
I feel better about that. Thank you.
Sure. And that was all that I had. Okay. And you don't have any edits that need to be made for it?
No.
So then may I have a motion to accept the minutes from Select Board meeting Tuesday, June 18th, as amended?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Elisa, aye. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
It's so
that's
weird
it.
To be on the other side of this.
That's it.
Okay. Great. Thank you. And then we will move on to... June 20th, Select Board minutes. We have two versions. We have our super duper long one, and then one that represents more of the flow of minutes, I think. Did
well,
you submit two versions, or did
no, I didn't.
Okay, so
I submitted
how do we
one. I submitted one, the one that I had taken the long
I didn't
version,
think I got that.
And Will, did you get that?
I have the long version right here, and then I have the short version, I have both.
But it sounds like there's a different version that you put together, which I don't think we received.
So neither one of you got the one with our regular minutes heading?
No.
Let me just check just to make sure.
Did it go out today or?
No, it would have gone out Friday. I think Friday night.
What was Friday?
Minutes.
Friday was June 28th.
Thank you. So I have your mail, and all I got was mail from you on Friday, the 28th.
This would have been at night. Finished it up at home.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I guess I would recommend.
So we'll table it for next time.
You table it for next time.
Okay, do I need to vote that? Or?
No.
Okay. So we're going to table these minutes for next time.
Yeah, because I have something on Friday at 10:40 p.m. And that was 6:18 last minutes. I don't have anything for the 20th. on at that point.
Right, okay. So we are gonna table, well, that simplifies my life, thank you. Because I didn't know what to do with this. Okay, so we're at 6:10, doing great. All right, so we've done that, and do we have any public comment this evening? Okay, so we have 5 minutes before our first appointment. Is there something short and sweet, Hilma, that you think we can take out of other business?
Well, certainly you can do, like the order of taking for property along Route 8A.
Okay.
By the West Branch Bridge.
So that was in our mail.
Yep.
Yes. This is a temporary land taking for two of the property owners that abut the roadway next to the bridge, and it's for the purpose of relocating utility poles that have to be temporarily moved, like further away from the roadway and further away from the bridge, so they can do the construction. And the initial thing was, this was voted at town meeting last year, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the property owners have signed documents, and basically they're donating the temporary taking to the town. They're not asking for any compensation. And so this is the final legal document that our attorney will take to the court and then file at the Registry of Deeds. So if you folks would, I guess, vote to approve it.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the order of taking that was approved at last year's ATM? It was Article 29, to take a portion of Route 8A by West Branch Brook for the purpose of the bridge replacement project, which is funded by federal money.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Elisa, aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the one I was sweating out the most. Okay. Make sure I said everything right. Okay. Something else that will last us 2 minutes?
Sure. The next one, the Franklin Regional Council of Governments for COG, annual agreements for services. There's three of them that are like standard agreement. Oh, excuse me.
This is not for COG. It's Franklin County Solid Waste.
Sorry.
Okay.
I moved.
Yep. Franklin County Solid Waste Management District. We have three. Is it three or two?
Three.
Three annual agreements?
One is just a general agreement for services, annual services. And then there's also an agreement for what they call a third-party inspection of the transfer station. They send an agent each year to do an inspection, make sure everything is up to like OSHA regulations and all that good stuff. And then the third one is an agreement to enter into like hauling contracts for our both our solid waste and recyclables and scrap metal.
Okay, this first one is services. Actually, does this relating to the hazardous waste collection?
Well, that's one of the services within the base agreement, I think.
Okay. But this one document, I think, is just specific to that.
Okay, you could be right.
I might get something right today.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Can I vote them all at the same time? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So May I have a motion to approve the agreements from Franklin County Solid Waste Management District for the provision of our household hazardous waste collection, which will be held on Saturday, September 21st, 2024, and for the third-party inspection of the transfer station, which will happen at some point during the year. There's no date specific. And then a contract in regards to the arrangement of a hauling contract.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Alisa, aye. Thank you. Okay, and we've made it to our 6:15 appointment. Hi, Budge.
Hey, Alisa, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you? So you're here to give us an update of what's happening in our school district.
Yes, so I appreciate the opportunity to take a moment once a month to talk with the select board and finance committee members, like Ned's next to me here, just about what's going on in our school district. I think that improving communication is an incredibly important thing, and that needs to happen from someone who has a relationship to the school district directly. So I appreciate this opportunity. I've got an idea for what I'd like to talk about this evening. But I'm very open to questions, ideas from select board, finance committee for other topics. Probably the easiest way to do this is just route them through Hilma. She knows how to get in touch with me. And we can go from there. So my primary conversation this evening is going to be around sustainability study, which I'm very glad to hear that the select board and finance committee, I believe, are quite in favor of. But I have one housekeeping thing I'd like to bring up first. I very much appreciate having a tab on the town's website for the Mohawk Trail Regional School District. But look at the website. Under the pull down for committees, there's one for Franklin Tech School Committee. The information for, the tab is called Our Town Schools, I believe, or Our Town Districts, is all the way over under community. It just makes logical sense to me that they be under the same pull down. I can make sense if it's under committees. I'm elected to a committee,
Okay.
And if there's ever another one of me, they'd be elected to a committee too. And so if that could happen, if we could get that all pulled together under the committee's pull-down menu, the other aspects of that tab are fine. They are out of date at the moment because they all relate to town meeting stuff. I'll ask Carol Foote, the communication director, to communicate, I guess, through you, Hilma, information that can be passed along to the webmaster for inclusion on those pages.
Thank you. I apologize because you had brought this up to me and I just ran off on vacation.
We all need vacations. I get it.
So I apologize.
I could use one too, but not a problem. The other thing I'd like to see included there is in some way, shape, or form, along with the information about Franklin Tech, Mohawk Trail, perhaps just a link to the sustainability study, their main webpage. And that's where I would like to head next, is towards that. But the URL is just 2district8town.org. I mean, it's it would be an easy link, easy link to put in there somewhere.
Well, we actually have that, but it's related to the survey.
Yes. Yeah. So if it could be there, because even just reading the homepage for that website is informative. And I'm aware that, we are not a town of young people. If we look around the room, there's a lot of gray hair. Our citizens don't get a lot of information coming home with their children from school and newsletters and all that kind of good thing. So I would like to see our town's website be as user-friendly as possible for citizens who don't have other access to information about schools to get information about schools from the school district. I mean, that just makes sense to me. So I'll do whatever I can, you know, getting information from the district to the town, and if we can just be put there, that'd be good. So sustainability study, excellent news. I had a nice conversation with Tucker Jenkins. That's the other Tucker who lives in town. He is willing to serve on the steering committee for the sustainability study. Elizabeth Finn was not able to continue just due to her work schedule. And Tucker's excited and will, you know, follow up on that. So I think that's excellent news. I've told him about the next two meetings that are coming up. And where he's going to get dropped into this is the sustainability study is at this point in time, as I'm hoping everyone in the room did fill out one of those surveys. They're digesting that information. They're compiling other data they've been gathering. And they're at the point where they're ready to begin sharing with this steering committee some of their preliminary ideas for where they think they might be suggesting that we might go. These aren't solid proposals yet. These are ideas. And the purpose of the steering committee is to be the filter. You have administrators, school committee leaders from both districts, and community members from all of our towns there. And so when BRC 12 says, you know, we're noticing in the early reviews of the data that blah, blah, blah might make sense. Well, what do the people here think? That's what the steering committee is going to do. It's going to give them the feedback. Like, oh, well, that could be interesting. Or, are you kidding me? Whatever it needs to be, that's the role of that steering committee, to speak kind of our sensibilities in our area. So that is where, you know, where they are. I would strongly suggest taking a good look at that homepage for the 2district8town.org. You can get a heck of a lot of information and links to many, many, many drafts of their reports. A word of caution. They are wordy. Make sure you are sitting in a comfortable chair. You want a glass of iced tea or something next to you, and plan on reading for a while. But that's the way they work. They're incredibly thorough. And that's what we need. We and every other small regional school district in the Commonwealth need to be doing this work, because we're all looking at how do we continue moving forward in a constructive way, providing high quality education to children and not bankrupting our towns. And where are the balance points? What are the things that need to be changed? It takes a heck of a lot of work to look at that. But I would really, that's why I want to see our town's webpage as easy for folks to access as information as is possible, because that way folks can just sit at home and just go click, 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 and dive as deep into this as they want to. So that's pretty much where the sustainability study sits right now. And I'll be very curious. Tucker and I will get together, Tucker Jenkins and I talked to the other Tucker earlier today, but Tucker Jenkins and I will get together and just talk about some of my thoughts of things he needs to be aware of. And one of the big ones is, I presented a very detailed summary of Heath's elementary school experiences over the last six decades to the sustainability study team. And as I was doing it, it became really, a couple of things became very apparent to me. The experience that the citizens of Heath have had over that period of time, so we're going back now into, let's say, the mid-60s, The experience with elementary school education that the citizens of Heath have had is incredibly different than the experiences that all of our seven partner towns have had. Hilma knows, she was around for all of it. There might be another couple of us in the room who know this just from experience. But the other towns have experienced stability. If you're a family and you lived in Ashfield, you knew darn well your kids had a seat at Sanderson Academy, period. And if you lived in Shelburne, your kid could go to BSE and there's no change. Same things in Holloman, Holly, Coleraine, Plainfield, Buckland. With the citizenry of Heath, the situation has been different for a lot of reasons. Some I might call good, some I might not call good. We had a school located just over the other side of the sandbank at Sumner Stetson Road, the intersection of 8A and Sumner Stetson, and it was no longer sufficient to be an elementary school. It needed to be closed. Our neighbors in Rowe had money coming out of their ears, and they just built a brand new, beautiful elementary school. They said, why don't you guys come over here? They needed kids. Great. Good arrangement. For two decades, that worked out really nice and smoothly. Then more people moved into Heath. Got crowded. Rowe wasn't comfortable. Oh, that whole time when we were in Rowe, Heath was not a member. Heath had no voice. Heath had no vote. I was a school committee rep there for almost 10 years. Everyone on that committee respected me and listened to me. When it came time for a vote, got full. They said, Heath, I won't go into all the details. Basically, okay, no other choice. After plenty of exploration, no other partners willing to take us in and join with us. So this building happened for about two decades. Provided wonderful education for our children. No longer sustainable. Wouldn't work. Best choice, Holloman. Couldn't see that working long term. So our home school now is Coleraine. Understand something. During six decades, when our seven partner towns in this district had nothing but stability for their elementary school age children, the citizenry of Heath was experiencing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 moves. It's a completely different experience, and it's not to be blamed or faulted upon anybody, because to tell you the truth, 3 of the moves happened before the Mohawk Trail Regional School District even became a K-12 district. Wouldn't even have had any authority. Happened completely outside of that. That's important to understand. People would love to point their finger at Mohawk Trail and say, that's the problem. Sorry, it's not. It's a reality. And in my experience, when you have a partnership, which is what a regional school district is, and you have one member of the team that has a completely different set of experiences, that is going to alter the way that partner may perceive some things. And I think this is an awareness that our leaders in town need to begin thinking about and considering. It's an awareness that our partners need to begin thinking about and considering. I'm not looking for special treatment. I'm looking for understanding that where one of the other seven towns has experienced great deals of stability, citizens in Heath have not necessarily. And so things might not quite sit in the same way. And this is something that I need to communicate to our partners. I've begun that process at some of our school committee meetings. I also need to communicate it to the Berkeley 12 team. So they understand, as you're floating ideas, you might just need to have in the back of your mind the fact that one of these towns has had a completely different set of experiences than the others. And I say that not because it has dollars and cents value, but because it is a perception issue. It's a nuance. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's important that the leaders of our town understand this nuance. And I'm looking at Hilma, shaking her head. Mm-hmm. You understand this.
You sure do.
You've seen all of this play out, as have I. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly how that changes people's perceptions, but I can't imagine that it does not. Mm-hmm. Because it's pretty darn significant. 5 school sites during a period of time, all of our partners had one. Mm-hmm. Well, except Sanderson, they built a new school, but you know, but it's the same Sanderson Academy. It's just something, it's something I want to share with you. It's something I want to share with Tucker, because I want him to be aware of this and be able to present these realities as a part of this steering committee, so that there is a sensitivity to the realities that we as a community have been facing, and I think we'll continue to face.
Mm-hmm. Well, may I add?
Yeah.
A little?
Yeah,
well,
go for
I could
it.
Add a lot, because I went through it with my children.
Yeah.
But Heath, youth, school children, our community are fragmented in a way that no other town has.
Correct.
Our children do not know each other.
Yep.
To a large degree, because they're going all over creation because they don't have a home base.
And I understand exactly what you're saying, Hilma. And part of the difficulty with the capital portions of the amendments that we were dealing with was that, well, there are no children going to the Summer Stetson Road school building, but we do have a heck of a lot of kids going to Rowe, Haldimont, and now BSE, not here, but Coleraine. So again, you see children still going to these 4 sites that our children have been to and have experienced in the past, and that's, it has to have a bearing on how the members of our community approach education matters, particularly related to elementary. And that's, you know, I don't have some great big conclusion or resolution to give to you on this. I just think that awareness, self-awareness, and awareness on the part of our partners and the group doing the study is a critical piece. And that's something that I will be bringing forward.
Thank you, Budge. It's really valuable. They need to understand us as a member.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very different from them. So thank you for that awareness. It all starts with awareness, so that's fantastic.
It does. You know? So, you know, please, I have some ideas for other conversations that we can have in the upcoming months. I've used up my 15 minutes. I don't want to go over 20. Just send them through Hilma, and, you know, we'll work on this. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. That's very good summary of what's happened over the last 60 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck of a haul. Heck of a haul.
Yeah. Thank you so
thank you
much.
Thank you guys
for
so much.
In.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
See you next time.
All right. We're going to move on to our 6:30 appointment. We have some key players here this evening. We have Will as the Highway Department liaison. We have Kyle. And we have Steve Thane, who's not paying attention. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Got it.
Of course, they sit in the back row.
All the way back there. All right. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. Well, I'm going to let you lead this discussion, if that's okay, since you know what's going on.
Okay, well, I guess Most, I think it does. First of all, I'd like to thank basically Steve Thane for stepping up. Very much appreciate this. What I did...
Yes,
I'll speak up.
Yeah.
We had a meeting with Jeff Johnson, Steve and I, on the 27th of June, 9 a.m. And we had a list of things we wanted to go over with him prior to his departure. And the first item was a vendor and state contact list. Basically who Jeff has dealt with over the years as far as people to contact about fixing equipment, road materials, state contacts, that kind of thing. And Jeff showed us at the time a handwritten list of contacts, and he will type it up prior to departure, and I believe we just received that today.
Yeah,
I saw that. Then the second thing, and this is again housekeeping, we needed the Highway Garage computer password so we could get into all the emails and, you know, the contacts he has with the state and with vendors. And he shared that with us, and he also told us how to get into something called the Mass Chapter 90 Grant Central website. Mm-hmm. And that will allow us to basically administer those funds. Then we covered jobs that were to be completed prior to Jeff's departure on July 12th. And I should say, this is just my own notes at the time, so feel free to add anything if I forgot something. First involved delivery of gravel and hard pack using the fair share funds. The balance at the time was, according to Jeff, was $138,375. Also, delivery of culverts, and they come from a vendor known as Underground Supply, and we recommended using them. And this is the plastic culvert that we're now using. Also, we noted that Tom Danek is owed one stick of culverts. I'm not quite sure what a stick is, but by the time. It's what?
20 foot.
20 foot, okay. And we had borrowed one from Tom, I believe, last year. So we'll be out of that purchase of culverts. He will come and collect one stick. Then we looked at some near-term projects. And the first item is a cheaper small plow. What is it, a 7 foot plow you're thinking of to put on the pickup truck?
No, the bigger one.
Big one, okay.
It has a 7 foot now.
7 foot, sure.
Yeah.
Basically a plow to be fitted onto the existing highway department pickup truck. Another item we're looking at is a 40-foot Connex container, used one, for storage of supplies and equipment. And another option might be two 20-foot Connexes with a truss roof between, if I'm understanding that right.
No, I just want one 40-footer.
You just want a 40-footer?
Yeah, not enough room for two of them side by side.
Okay, that's something that Jeff had mentioned, so I did have that in the notes. Also, FERCOG winter sand bids. We need a new edge for the grader. And what, 50 to 60 tons of gravel for number 9 road repairs is what?
Well, the number 9 is contingent on whether or not we get a grant.
I don't know. It wasn't clear to me, though, whether this was just for repairs, ongoing repairs.
We're not going to dig the road up, putting gravel on it.
Okay, so. Then we looked at completed projects. First of all, the bike signs that were paid for by the state, the ones that you see around town that say allow 4 feet for bicyclists. A box culvert on Taylor Brook Road, and then I think I have this right, but a rerouted spring in the middle of Underhill Road near Sam Lane's house.
Yeah, we fixed that already.
That was fixed. And then we covered vehicle maintenance needs, and that involved one item that came up was a serpentine belt and wiring harness replacement on the John Deere backhoe. Backhoe rear window was what Jeff had mentioned, okay.
Got it all.
New pins and bushings for the backhoe. Okay. Dodge 1-ton is gonna require the following work: brakes, temperature sensor, and the dump body hydraulics are weak. And Jeff noted that he thought the brakes and temperature sensor could be done in-house. Also, Jason's truck needs to be replaced as it is 22 years old. And then there's ongoing minor maintenance on the Western Star, the blue truck. Then the other item that came up was town sand pit access. There evidently are access issues because you have to go through Todd Gary's land. It's a right of way, and he's been kind of getting fussy about that. So we really need our own access to the pit. So the idea is to basically make our own entrance.
As soon as that pile of crap, that stuff down there next to the road is gone, that's going to happen, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, there, somebody, I guess Tommy, drives in a different way.
Yeah, but we're going to make the road just above for us.
Tommy's road takes you all the way back to his gravel bank, and you have to go back again. So they want to make a shorter
road. We're going to put a road just above.
Yeah, and Tommy has given permission for that.
And then the blocks that we have in the salt shed, we will put across below. Because he was holding Jeff hostage last year for material and the past few years. And he sneaks in at night and takes his own.
And then a longer term thing, and I just noted this, I'm not sure where you go with this, it's almost getting to the weeds, so to speak, but the town of Heath should consider purchasing the Danic land adjacent to the pit should it ever become available. So I have that in mind. Because I was kind of thinking long term, but that happens. Now I don't believe Tom ever sells land, but Helen does, so who knows. Then we went over the highway department accounts and timeline for paying bills, and it's bi-weekly versus monthly. And we discussed the supervision of our skilled laborer and operator on Fridays. Kyle works basically at 4:10, so he works Monday through Thursday. So Jason will need to be looked in on Fridays, and I can certainly do that. And certainly Steve could. And the idea was maybe he could do some weed whacking, make culvert delineators, and just sort of do general trimming work. One man sort of thing, because he'd be working alone. And anything else, and I think that was it.
I met with Jeff this morning, and He received a whole bunch of new account numbers, I guess, from the accountant, so he was busy putting those all in. And then he finished out a couple of fiscal year 24 bills, and so he wrote up the schedule sheet for that. And then I sat down and I did the fiscal year 25s while he looked over my shoulder. So I think I have to sit down with him again, though, and as Will said, and get a real timeline schedule as to when things are supposed to be submitted and how we get them over here. Just, you know, the whole logistical process of how those things get turned in. But it's pretty much the system that we had several years ago when I was superintendent. So it was a good refresher course, but it looks like we can handle it. We'll see the first time.
And I can give you a few pointers.
Okay.
We'll make the account like you better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Make the account more pleased.
Oh, good. Okay. Do we have to do that?
What?
Do we have to do that?
Well, you don't have to.
Kyle.
How many hours a week do you want to work with this? How do you work with Jason? Jason.
Do I want to work?
I know you don't want to. But I had an idea, and I talked it over to Robin, and she thought it was a good idea, that maybe 1 week, Jason can mow here, one Friday. The next Friday, maybe you guys can work together, putting in delineators and stuff like that.
Sure.
That way he's not alone on a Friday, or
right.
28 hours he works.
Yeah.
So 1 week, I mean, that would help Tim out.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make it down here and work a couple hours a week, but it doesn't always work that way.
Sure.
So, I mean, I come up with that. We talked about that.
Okay. Sure, that's fine. I was thinking I would work between 15 and 20 hours a week rather than the 40 hours. But I would go in every morning. You come in at 6?
I come in at 6.
Okay, well, I'll come in at 7. When
I'm already gone.
Jason. Oh. Well, we'll have to talk about that then. But basically, just so that I know where they are, what equipment they're using, what projects they're working on, just so I can keep track of how things are going.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about it. I wanted to show you a few more jobs.
Okay. And so I figured if I work, you know, like 3 to 4 hours every morning, then I can touch base with these guys. I can take care of the administrative work, and maybe Will, if you wouldn't mind stopping in Friday afternoon,
sure,
just to make sure that
absolutely
Jason's still upright and
he's breathing.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing I did, and I discussed this with Helma a little bit last week, and I promised to do it, and I took a first stab at it. What I did was take the superintendent's job description, the most recent one we had, and basically made, using Excel, I just made I wish we had PowerPoint. I can put it up on the screen.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that one, yes.
If anybody can see.
Yeah.
All the duties that the superintendent holds.
Mm, right, and what I did is basically looked at the temporary superintendent job versus the four-person, and I looked at my best guess, the sort of things that Kaya would be interested in can do, and the sort of things that that Steve can do. And there's some things that are not applicable for a, you know, for a temporary situation, like, for example, serves as a member of the building advisory committee. Maybe it is.
It doesn't exist.
Right. So there are some of these things that I put not up. And then, for instance, for removing snow and ice and plow snow and spread sand and salt roadways, I specified yes for the temporary superintendent, but in the case of Steve and me, we do not have CDLs. So it has to be a one-time type of vehicle.
That's right.
Oh, Robin.
You'll have a new superintendent
right.
Then,
right?
Will Robin went over this list with me yesterday, and there's a few changes she would like to see.
Okay.
And some of it is any of the snow and ice stuff she doesn't even want considered at this point.
Fair enough. I just went through the whole list.
Yes, I know. I know you did, but it's like she's looking at it as, no, we are not going to look that far ahead.
Fair enough.
Well,
in terms of this situation.
Yes. So, at any rate, that's basically what I've done so far.
Okay, so you did this on your own. I didn't know if you did this in conjunction with Steve and Kyle, and you guys all figured it out, but it sounds just, you know, using your knowledge.
Yeah.
And a lot of what you had actually put under the four-person position is already a part of the job description.
Right.
That I went through to kind of see what more we would be asking of our four-person.
Right.
To kind of understand what we're asking. So, okay. How do we best proceed with this, Helma? And now Robin had some changes?
Yeah, a few. Do you want me to tell you what they are?
Yes,
sure. And if you relate them to
number... Okay, do you have numbered lines?
I do have numbered lines.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so line number 12, which is...
Lands organized...
During the... Line number 12 is during mowing season?
No. That's number 15 for me.
Yeah, it's number 15 for me too.
That's all right.
Well, okay, if you number just the task lines.
Oh, you're right, understood.
Rather than the document lines.
Okay, and the headings, yeah, and spaces.
Okay, so whatever you call it, during mowing season?
Yep.
Where are we? She said that should be a no for both of them.
Okay.
Overseeing the town practice. Okay, right, that's, yep, understood.
Number 13 evaluates public works needs, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
She said that, and long range plans, she says that should be a no.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
At least at this point. What I have is number 17, responds to public or other inquiries.
Responds to public and other inquiries.
So number 20 for us.
She said that should be a yes for both of them.
Okay.
Next one, evaluates issues and options. No, for both of them.
Okay.
So who is that put on Will's desk or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, again, some of these that Robin is saying no to are more like long range planning.
Right.
Stuff.
That's what I was thinking, maybe Will is the one handling that, yeah.
20, assists in the training of personnel. She said that should be yes for both of them, but with the select board.
Do you know how to run a shovel?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I know how to run two kinds of shovels.
Okay.
She's here on the mower, too.
What did she say? Well, 31, so it would probably be 34 for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Operates loader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In loading mix on truck for distribution. She said that should be no.
That's in the job description.
For both of them. Yeah, all of this is in the job description.
No, for the foreman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's what she said. So
she's saying both no?
Well, your license for the program, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's in the foreman's job description.
I know. Well, then just leave it as is.
Okay, I'm just going to put in parentheses in now, but with a question mark.
And then, let's see, next one, performs miscellaneous planting, seeding, loaming, etc.
It's also in the foreman job description.
Okay, then leave that alone. I guess she was kind of thinking like, oh, well, they don't need to do that, but I don't think that's necessarily true. Next one after that, my number 33. Performs routine inspection and preventative maintenance. See, this doesn't make
sense. Also in the job description for foreman?
Yes, it is. I don't know why she put no. Because it should be a yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but she was mainly concerned with the whole snow removal stuff that, and
she
any long-term planning kind of stuff. She said it should not be included at this point for anybody.
But
because
would make sense.
Because we're being optimistic and determined that we'll get a new superintendent.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, given this outline, now how do we proceed with it? What's the best course?
Well, it seems to me that, well, let's see. Elisa, you were the one that compared, like, the foreman's job description with this list to see what is already included as part of his duties and what would be extra. So what would be extra?
So the first 5 items, as I understand, if I did my evaluation properly, would you like me to read those off or?
Yeah.
Okay. Supervises staff, determines work procedures, expedites workflow, issues written and oral instruction, and assigns duties and examines work for exactness, neatness, and conformance to policies and procedures.
No.
That is not included in the foreman's job description as far as the review that I did today. Perhaps I missed one or two.
Okay, I was going to say. It's got right here, supervises staff directly.
Okay. Oh, supervise staff directly. I missed that one. Okay, and supervises staff. So
determines work procedures is the second one.
What did I do? Okay. All right, so those two of them.
So.
Okay, maybe it's just those.
I mean, if you just went through essential duties and responsibilities, so are there other ones through here that
and then
additional?
Correct me if I'm wrong here. Yes, my 24, which is oversees the safety of assigned workers by instructing individuals in proper safety procedures and monitoring work in progress.
Okay, so that would be an extra.
Okay.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying would be extra. And the one underneath it as well, which is keeps current of all safety practices. But that doesn't make sense to me. You would think that the foreman would keep current
that's
on those.
Pretty much.
I would think that was in here, but I didn't see
the
it.
The responsibility of every worker.
Yeah.
Right. Just didn't see it in the job description. But maybe I missed it.
And I think if all of a sudden OSHA came out with some kind of new regulations, they would actually come to the superintendent's email. And it would be the superintendent's responsibility to say, okay, now we gotta do it this different way, or now we gotta wear this new protective gear. But other than that, in terms of knowing the current practices and what needs to be done. That's the responsibility of every worker.
That's what I thought too. But I'm guessing that the superintendent would be the one that, like you said, would get the email and then inform everybody. So that's why I thought it might be different.
Okay.
And that was all that I found, unless Will thinks of anything else. But yeah, I apologize for those first two errors. They were on that first line that I blanked right over.
That's okay.
Okay.
Now what? Now what? Well, I
now
think there's a couple of things. And I think it would be negotiating with Steve if he wants to set a particular length of time of doing this rather than just have it open-ended. It doesn't mean it can't be renewed, so to speak, but you know, you might want to set it that he's hired, I don't know.
Through the end of September or something like that.
Yeah, like 3 months, essentially.
3 months?
And then we just said, you know,
but
if necessary,
if you have a
right.
deadline, perhaps we'll spur you on to find a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
I know Elisa likes deadlines.
So I mean, to me, it would be, yeah, work if Steve's saying 3 months till the
mm-hmm.
end of September.
Okay.
You said 15 to 20 hours, so
mm-hmm.
if that's agreeable to you folks, it would
mm-hmm.
be like a maximum of 20 hours per week,
mm-hmm.
Barring emergencies.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
I assume I would be on call.
Yeah, who's going to make the phone call?
So that we do have to
yes.
figure
yeah.
that out.
Right. Yep.
Yeah,
you need to figure out who's going to be on call
24/7,
mm-hmm.
or if it's going to be a shared responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not shared, like both doing it at the same time.
No, everybody takes a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a turn.
Make sure it's covered.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We need to decide that tonight.
If he's going to head down,
yeah.
he tells me.
Right.
I would say so. You're not
right.
meeting again
right.
before Jeff leaves, and this has got to start.
What's that?
Right, and so it's
at
between
3:30
and
July 12th.
Right, so it's between Steve and Bob.
Yes.
All right, so.
Yeah. And or Will.
And or
I don't know where he falls in this.
I don't know. Do you want to take a turn on the coverage?
Sure.
So
you
between
know,
the three of you.
I'm not going anywhere.
That's assuming all three of you are willing to take a turn with the.
Yeah, we can coordinate
24th.
Between
yeah.
us. If somebody's out of town or you know or sick or whatever,
yeah,
okay.
just to make sure that it's covered. We have to figure out how to cover it though. Do we pass out three phone numbers or do we have access
well,
to?
Well, he's going to kind of pain in the butt for shelter and control.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
too bad.
Mm.
They handle it with a part-time police department.
Mm.
They have to change all the time. Whether there's an officer on duty in Heath or there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right, John? So.
So what do you?
They can handle.
Do you call them and tell them that you're on duty or they call you?
Yeah,
or?
You can give them a schedule. I mean,
if you
have a schedule,
go.
A monthly one,
yeah.
you could send it up there and they would put it in their binder.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can go on with
okay. Yeah.
And certainly
yeah.
that's not cemented.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could call and say, hey, so and so's going to be covered
right.
this weekend instead of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. That
so, what blocks of time are reasonable for a shift, so called shift, covered shift? A week or.
We were just mentioning perhaps 1 week on, 1 week off.
Okay, between
yeah.
the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two or three? Or we.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about Steve, Kyle, and Will?
It sounds like they're just talking.
Or just
mm-hmm.
Steve
well,
and Kyle.
Well, talking about us too, but
mm-hmm.
yeah. Well,
okay,
we'll
I don't know. I'm just.
I'm happy.
It's just
that.
A pain.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to get a backhoe there or whatever, or something
mm-hmm.
else there. It's going to be.
Right. Right. We have to call Jason or something. Yeah.
At least they would have the contact and then you would know who to.
Right.
Who to then get.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay, so.
1 week on, 1 week off.
Mm-hmm.
Steve and Kyle are going to share
mm-hmm.
okay.
on call.
Then if he has to go away, I'll take whatever, we'll swap it.
Yeah.
We'll swap it out.
Or, you know, if it needs to be, perhaps Will can fill in for
yes.
a weekend or something. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can cover it.
Okay. Do we need a written schedule? How do we need to
they will make
they're going to handle that?
They'll make a written schedule.
Okay, so you
I
guys
believe.
Got it.
Yes.
And you will pass it on to dispatch
mm-hmm.
and you'll pass it on to the select board and
yeah.
you'll give
okay.
it to Lee Lively and I mean just because
mm-hmm.
he's up at the transfer station on Saturday.
Right. Right.
So
mm-hmm.
if the compactor explodes on Saturday somebody would need to be called.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'll work on a schedule then.
Okay, so we have number of hours,
mm-hmm.
who's going to handle the 24/7 coverage.
How often would Jeff, like, drive the roads? Like,
not
just
as much,
after?
Not as much as he should have. They should be driven once a week.
Okay.
Maybe twice a week.
Okay.
I mean, after every rainstorm, I would think. or significant rainstorm. But, so I guess that's another thing of.
Yeah, some of these warnings when I started at 6, I was trying to stick off a section of the loaded roads.
Why is that not in the job description? Okay.
Well, there's not 24/7 on call in the job description.
All right, so we're gonna add, add a few things.
Do you guys wanna just figure that out amongst yourselves?
About who will drive the roads?
Kyle was saying that because he knows where most of the trouble spots are, that maybe first thing in the morning, he'll just, after a significant rain or some event, and he'll take a look.
Okay.
And if it's a bad weekend or something, I'll take a ride on Sunday or something.
Okay. And I can actually do the maintenance too, so,
Okay.
Then, you figure out what you want to offer Steve in terms of like an hourly wage and how much you want to offer Kyle as an increase in hourly wage. That, again, would last the 3 months or until a new superintendent was started work, whichever came first.
And just keep in mind, I get no benefits.
Yes, he gets no benefits.
So you can jack that wage way up.
It doesn't work. I don't think insurance will do it.
All right. Do you have thoughts on the matter?
Yeah, I think that Steve should be getting basically what Jeff was getting per hour. And Kyle should maybe get a buck less an hour than Steve was getting. And,
A buck less.
A buck less, yes.
That was my recommendation.
So,
we want to make it now.
But he should definitely have an increase. I'm trying to put that more into monetary.
Well, so.
So maybe like a dollar more than his current salary?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Two?
Maybe two.
Yeah. I think two more. I think two more than what he's getting now.
Okay, so here's my question in all of this. We're only budgeted for so much for the highway department.
Right. Correct.
So if we offer Steve Jeff's salary, then that doesn't give us...
For budget. Half the time.
For half the time.
That's right.
Thank you. I needed to think this through to make sure we're not...
Yes.
No, we're not giving away the
story. So we will still have half left, theoretically.
Okay.
So out of that, we can increase Kyle's.
Okay, by two.
By two, if he's agreeable. Yeah.
Okay. And Jeff's salary as of this fiscal year was going to be
$33.50? Yep.
Okay.
So, okay. That would,
Do you gentlemen feel comfortable with that?
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Come winter, if nothing changes, we have to do something different then again.
Yes. Well, right.
Because of overtime.
If nothing changes.
No, I mean, it's going to be a harder one.
I mean, it will have to be, if necessary, it'll have to be looked at again in September. For sure.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll call Walmart and tell them I'm not taking the job then.
What?
But tell them I have my afternoons free. I was going to be a Walmart leader, so I'll stay here.
Going to work at the
McDonald's. You're
right. Well, Steve said he'll work afternoons at Walmart.
You're not old enough to work at Walmart as a Walmart leader.
There's nobody else who wants to consult about this or think it through.
Nope.
This is solid information. We can do this.
I've been thinking about it a long time.
Okay. It's new for me.
Just figuring things and thinking about weighing different things out.
Okay.
So if the two of you are comfortable with it, I would say you do it in two motions.
Mm-hmm.
First motion to hire Steve Thane as, acting superintendent.
Acting. Mm-hmm.
And he's real good at acting. No, acting superintendent,
mm-hmm,
for a maximum of 20 hours per week,
mm-hmm,
barring emergencies, for an hourly wage of $33.50.
For 3 months.
For 3 months, yes,
mm-hmm,
until.
And then we'll revisit it.
September.
To be revisited as needed.
Right.
Yeah. For 3 months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the first motion.
Yep, that's the first motion.
I'm going to do it officially. Okay, may I have a motion to hire Steve Thane as acting superintendent for a maximum of 20 hours per week, barring any emergencies, for the hourly wage of $33.50 for a duration of 3 months to be revisited as needed.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Will I.
Alisa, I. So I'm not asking for discussion, but we've already discussed. I knew I was missing a step. Okay, and then we need a second motion for Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just an increase.
Increase of
$2.
$2 per hour.
For the same amount of time, for 3 months?
For 3 months, or until a permanent superintendent assumes responsibilities.
Okay, may I have a motion to increase Kyle's salary by $2 per hour for the duration of, for a duration of 3 months or until a permanent superintendent
assumes
the responsibilities.
So moved.
Any discussion?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Will I.
Alisa, I. Thank you both very much. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Community appreciates it. So this division of work, though, should this be presented to them?
It needs to be, yeah, if both of you want, I'll take Will's sheet and I don't know what. Juggle items around.
Sure.
So it's like, here's the list of what Steve's going to do, here's the list of what Kyle's going to add.
Because some of them.
To just clarify.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was a first draft.
So. You did a
fantastic
job, Will. Thank you so much.
It was,
no, seriously, that was
extremely
huge effort. Huge effort. That was great. Okay, so we've got that. Okay. And you know how to access the Chapter 90 stuff, and you'll be handling the computer and checking emails and such.
The new computer that you're going to get?
Yeah. You need a new computer.
We don't buy apples.
Well, that's...
Mm. Just so you know, we don't buy apples.
Okay.
Somebody knows the voicemail code?
Yeah.
So
there's
that too.
Okay. Yeah.
All
that stuff's written on the wall there. Trying to straighten that out.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Great.
I want to talk about organizing some of the paperwork right there. Okay.
As far as the list that Jeff had sent us on 6-6, mm-hmm, about some of the things he wanted to do with the Chapter 90 funds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we talked about this gravel, hard pack,
yep,
all that. So all that is in motion.
That's already here.
Okay, so this has been taken care of.
And the culverts have been ordered. Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep. No blacktopping. There you go.
Okay, we'll make sure we're missing. Is there anything else Highway Department related that needs to be discussed, decided,
Just one thing.
Yes.
I talked to Will about it. When we bought that other truck, remember I wanted some money set aside for the ARPA funds?
Yes.
For the wing setup?
Yes.
And Jeff didn't put it aside, so.
That's surprising.
Jeff didn't, yeah, I don't recall Jeff mentioning that at all.
When we bought it, I swear.
I remember those discussions.
We talked about it and I wanted some money set aside.
However, I mean, there's still money there.
We still have money left over from the tractor, correct?
Correct.
Right.
Because the tractor costs 15, much less than.
I have a price coming for the wing setup, so.
What, and what is that price, do you know yet?
Not yet.
It's coming, okay.
Well, let's run it past the board before we say yes, okay? Just so they know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's on the, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so when you get a price.
Yeah, I was gonna do that anyway, but I just wanted to make sure the money didn't get.
Used somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Right, so, okay, understood.
Good.
All right.
It kind of will really mess us up if we don't have another truck moving on.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like much, but every time you plow a road, you lose 3.5 feet without having it.
That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot, because that way doing the Burlington, all you have to make, go up, come back down, and go back up and come back down, so there's time wasted.
Yeah.
You just go up once and come back down.
And wings can reach out over ditches and things like that, so you can really get the snow off the road. With one pass.
Especially if you're shorthanded.
Yes.
All right. Anything else? Yes?
Were you able to get the title for that tractor?
I was just gonna comment on that, actually.
Oh, okay.
I did get a message back from John Murphy in New York State. He called at 3:00, and I must have been outside. And he thinks they do have the title, or at least a origin, certificate of origin, I think they call it. And the office person who does this will be back on Monday. So he thinks they can dig it up.
Yeah.
So he did, and he will take care of it and call me on Monday.
Great, okay. We can't get it registered.
Can't get it registered.
Right.
Go with the title.
Without a title. How'd you bring it home without a title?
Pardon me?
How'd it come home without a title?
Well, it came home on the trailer.
Yeah.
Made it a long trip.
I didn't walk out of the shop. Okay. Anything else for Highway Department?
Nothing, no. I'm sure something will come up.
I'm sure, and you guys will handle it beautifully.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Will, anything else on your end, questions, concerns, things we haven't covered to help the Highway Department move forward smoothly and efficiently?
Well, the only other thing, and it's more long range, but I've been in communication with Natalie Blaze.
Yeah.
Who was our state rep, about clarification of how CDL drivers are licensed. I had heard through the grapevine that traditionally what had happened is a Highway Department could sponsor someone, train them, and then send them out for their test.
Right.
The state changed the rule, I don't know.
Federal government.
Federal government changed the rule, was it maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago?
2 years ago.
That you had to attend a driver's school, basically, at the cost of $4,000 to $5,000. You couldn't be trained by someone. I had also heard that that might be being relaxed because it's so difficult to find drivers. So I asked Natalie whether she would look into it for us, and she is doing that. It is
Natalie Blaze.
Natalie Blaze, our state rep. So I just got an email back that she is doing just that.
Fantastic.
So hopefully we'll find out.
And if you guys could think about it, if you found the right candidate to hire, a younger guy, if you guys would want to pay, they send him to school. And I don't know if it's legal to say, okay, we'll pay for your schooling, but you have to stay for 3 years.
Yeah.
If you leave early, you have to pay back. One guy, I don't know how you can do that.
It's legal.
Legal or illegal, okay.
No, they sign a binding contract.
Yeah, but what happens if he's not really, he turns out not so good, and you really don't want to keep him? It's like a catch 22.
You interview carefully.
Yeah.
He has to pass the screenings.
I mean, you could have looked at.
The screening committee is gonna be really tough, right, Steve?
That's right. That's right.
Right, Will?
Yes.
You guys should talk about that, try to figure that out.
Knives sharpened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good idea. Thank you for taking that initiative.
Sure.
That's great.
Something we're worried about.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been here for 30 years.
Okay. Last call for highway department.
I think we're good.
We covered, Hilma, we covered everything we're supposed to?
I believe so, yes.
And all right, and you'll handle the job distribution?
Yes.
For both positions. Everybody knows what everybody's doing.
Yeah, we'll be getting a copy of that.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And I, well, I think the other thing, just to let you know that there will be no one at the highway department this Friday.
Right, because.
Okay.
Jason's on vacation.
Jason's on vacation.
Starts vacation, and at least I don't think so, I don't think Jeff is.
I guess he's supposed to be there because he's.
Oh, Jeff is, oh, pardon me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
But Jason will be there and.
But Jeff will be there.
Kyle's at his other job. Yeah, so, okay, I guess Jeff will be then.
Okay.
And he went over to North Adams today, supposedly the titles are on the way for the trucks that are missing.
That's what he told me.
Okay. Very good.
Good.
Thank you, everyone, for their participation in getting through that, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, we are moving on to select board FY25 appointments. And I had a few on my list that I think we can take care of. I don't know if you had any that you were aware of that we wanted to take care of tonight, Will?
I don't know if I'm supposed to abstain because my wife had wanted to be on the, I don't know if she sent it or.
I've not seen anything.
Then, okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Council on Aging?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking
yeah.
about? I think the process of what's going to happen with that, because there's been more than one person express interest,
okay.
is I was going to put it all in COA's lap, that they could have an initial meet and greet, interview, however they want to
right.
handle it, and come up with a recommendation. If that's all right with you folks.
Fair enough.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's their department.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's their department, and
yeah.
it's.
Of course.
I'd like their recommendations now.
So.
Okay. That's great. Okay, I'm going to pull up this appointment.
But there's.
I have.
Go ahead.
No, I've got some that I know that we can take care of.
Yeah, post office substitutes.
Yep, I can handle that.
And then the two.
Historical
commission.
Yep, exactly. And then the community hall.
Oh, okay. They're ready to.
Well, for based the thought to help with smooth flow was to I think we have to approve the updated charge tonight.
Right.
Right. And then reapprove their appointments, and then send them the updated charge and their appointment letter, and then they can decide after reviewing the new charge. If they want to accept or not, and
yeah.
that just helps
okay.
a smooth flow.
That's
they can say yes
yep.
or no. They can get sworn in by town clerk this week, and we'll
yeah.
not miss a step.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
It was my thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. So where should we start? Let's see appointments.
If you go by the order, post office substitutes come first.
Oh, that's a short one. I need a different one. Here is my book of greeting. I should have this right in front of me, and I do not. Will, do you have that in front of you?
The which? The
appointment list?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That was an email to us at some point. Do we know what date of the email?
Yeah, it's updated 6/4/2025. Is that the right one?
Is that when it was sent to us?
I think so.
I think I sent it on 6/18.
6/18.
Do you want me to read the names?
That,
I mean, do you
yeah.
want me to say post office substitutes?
That would be really helpful because I don't want to waste time looking for an email that I'm not finding.
Okay.
Okay.
So post office substitutes and this is These are the names that Charlene is recommending. Lorena Lubsky, Julie Smead, Virginia Mayer, and Laura Holdsworth.
Okay, so you've read them off. Can I just ask for a motion to appoint the post office substitutes as just read?
So moved.
I second that motion. Yeah. I lost my train of thought. I'll second that motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Alisa, aye.
Okay. And then the next group would be the Historical Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And the two folks who sent in emails expressing interest are Dana Davidson, who was with us tonight,
mm-hmm.
and Kathy Stowes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. May I have a motion to approve the appointment of Dana Davidson and Kathy Stowes to the Historical Commission?
So moved.
And I'll second that motion. Any further discussion? Dana, any thoughts?
Not yet.
Okay. All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Alisa, aye.
Okay, and then the Community Hall Windows Fundraising Committee. Robert Gruen, Karen Brooks, Janice Carr, Gloria Cronin Fisher, and as, what did you call yourself?
Not a representative.
And?
Select Board Representative.
Okay, so I don't think.
I don't need to be appointed.
You don't need to be appointed. So those four names.
Yeah.
As members of the committee.
May I have a motion to appoint those individuals to the Community Hall Window Fundraiser Committee?
So moved.
Second that motion. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Alisa, aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and I couldn't think of any others that we could handle tonight. Did you, Hilma?
No, I think we're at the point of finding more warm bodies to fill the vacancies.
Okay. We were going to put out something. Bringing attention to the vacancies that we have. Is that something that I saw that you were going to do? Or is that
probably.
Okay.
yeah, sure. Yes. And
or did I hear Pat was thinking of doing that too?
Was thinking of doing what?
Well, if I write something up with a list of where there's openings and I can put it on as a news item on the website and send it to Heath Connects and send it to all around Heath.
Right.
And
did you say you were starting that? Did I hear you say that last time?
I have a volunteer. Is that you're talking about the list of volunteer positions?
Yeah, for the different boards and committees that we have.
Yeah, I have a link on the website to that. It's not fleshed out, it's on the community.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We wanted, I think, something a little bit more like a flyer or announcement that we can
mm-hmm.
blast on easily
yeah,
on the Facebook
that
page.
That probably
so.
Can be converted to that.
Okay. Maybe I'll take a look at it and pull that together. I'll take care of that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
yep.
We don't need to put that on your desk. It's something
okay.
I can do.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
All right, I will do that. Pat, remind me. Okay, volunteers. And speaking of the Community Hall Windows Fundraising Committee, do we want to approve the
charge?
Yeah. Well, did you have a chance to read that in your mail?
Let's see. I'm not sure I did. What was it sent?
Was it in the mail, actually, or?
It was in the mail.
Okay.
So part, yeah.
In your
so
mail pack.
6/28, Friday,
right.
Was sent
okay.
in the mail.
Yeah, I'll find it. Mail, part one.
were just two, really two different edits on it to talk about. That there won't be any fundraising after the concert, and that the committee will remain active until the town has received construction quotes for the window project. Should the quotes exceed the grant and the raised donation total, the select board will discuss continued fundraising efforts with the committee. Those are really the only the two changes that we made to the original. So we're ready to approve that, Hilma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, may I have a motion to approve the updated Community Hall Windows Fundraising Committee overview and charge?
So moved.
I'll second the motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Alisa, aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Hilma, you'll be able to get this updated charge and appointment letters out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Yes. If not this week, certainly like the beginning of next week. When are they planning their next meeting?
So we're planning, Barbara. I know we need to do it faster.
Actually, well, I have a tag on that, and that is the Cultural Council appointees have been waiting for their letters.
Oh, did we not?
And
oh.
They haven't received anything yet. They were appointed, two weeks ago. And we need to get going. So I was hoping that those could go out quickly, too.
Right.
Because we're kind of hamstrung, and we have some state deadlines that we need to meet.
Right.
They need appointment, and then they need swearing in.
And they need to do their conflict of interest training and get their certificates.
Which, can they go ahead
and do their conflict of interest training.
Well, they haven't even received instructions on where to do that, how to do that. That usually comes along with the appointment letter.
Well, no, it doesn't. It comes along when they get sworn in by Mary.
I wasn't allowed to be sworn in until I presented my COI to Mary.
That's right. She swore you in, gave you the information, and said, here.
Well, that's what she did with me, too.
That's what I remember.
Yep, that's what she did with me, too.
Yeah.
And you have a certain amount of time, or just as soon as you can?
Well, theoretically, you have a certain amount of time.
Right.
Well, it was the reverse when I was done. I had to actually bring my completed certificate to her in order to be sworn in, but maybe she's doing it differently now. Anyway, in theory, they should complete that training
mm-hmm.
before
mm-hmm.
serving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. There's just a link to that conflict training.
I was going to say, they can find the link to the training themselves. Just go on the that does the Attorney General.
That's right.
State website, or just Google conflict of interest training Massachusetts.
Isn't there more than one type though? For
yeah, you want the municipal one. There's a municipal one and a state one.
There is a link on Mary's page to conflict of interest.
Okay, that would make sense, too.
I don't
too.
Know the difference between the two.
There's nothing. It's all the same.
Oh, but the link is right on the town clerk's page.
Okay,
it's not a top secret thing.
So
they want everybody to do it.
Yeah, I'm seeing it right now, Barbara.
Okay.
Under additional pages, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6th bullet down, mass conflict of interest and ethics training. So that's what we're talking about is the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
But the municipal
go ahead and start
one.
That. Yeah, get them
yep.
going. That would be fantastic.
Yep, I can do that. I can communicate that.
So the Windows next meeting is Thursday afternoon, July 11th.
Okay.
So they've officially been appointed. Can they just go ahead and contact Mary and get sworn in without receiving the letter first?
No.
Okay, they need the letter first.
Well,
they have to sign it.
Oh, it's got to be signed. It's got to be signed. I apologize. Okay, all right.
since it's reappointments, actually their last swearing in will be good till their next swearing in.
Oh, that's right, you're right. So the committee's.
But I should, barring any emergencies, I should have them all done by then.
Okay.
I go down through the list in order.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Very good. So we did that. Speaking of community hall, do we want to go to the update about how community hall is?
Okay, well, Tim just got back from vacation. He needs to find
a repair person
that repairs commercial appliances for the dish sanitizer. Other than that, the downstairs is all ready. If a group wanted to meet there outside of the kitchen, that's fine.
So I know that the select board approved the opening of the upstairs.
Which they shouldn't have, but that's okay.
Oh, well, we did.
The upstairs is not clean. If there's a bunch of volunteers that want to go in there and clean the upstairs.
Right, Tim had mentioned that it hadn't been cleaned.
Okay, that would be helpful because that's what it's waiting for is basically.
So, all right, so nothing, Tim's been on vacation, so that's why nothing's
right.
Happened. Okay.
The upstairs needs a thorough kind of, wipe down of the horizontal surfaces and
right, sweep
the floors. And,
yeah. Okay.
He's done downstairs.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And I was going to take a peek and get in there. And I mean, the upstairs is easy. It's just sweeping and dusting.
Mm-hmm.
Not that big of a deal.
And it's hopeful. No, this is still, an iffy. It's hopeful that we'll get the painting crew in September.
Yes.
To do community
hall. And we were going to use special project funds to purchase the paint material? Is there a timeline in which that money needs to be used or no?
Sunday, June 30th.
Oh.
And it got done on Friday, June
28th. Oh, great. So we're good to go.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions? Yes.
Good gutter work, is that done?
Well, that's, Tim is going to, I spoke to him today about that, and he is going to get in touch with the contractor that's going to repair the fascia board and all that. And I told him, figure it's got to be done July or August. So.
Great. Any other questions or concerns about community hall? Alrighty. Thank you for that update.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming, well, I shouldn't assume, have we received any more donations since you've been gone on vacation, returned from vacation?
I have not.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, we're going to jump back up here on other business. We have a lawn mowing agreement, Snow's Landscaping.
Yes.
That needs to be reviewed. That, I believe, is in our mail here.
Yep.
That's correct. And so what Snow's has done is delineated what they would charge per visit for each of the separate areas in town. So we have three cemeteries and then the what's commonly called the town common all around Community Hall, Sawyer Hall, and the common itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the way Jeff has handled it in the past is he has, they have not been on an exact schedule. He's called them. Like, say he'd call them and say, hey, can you come mow the lawns this week?
We need a visit.
We need a visit, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something that we're going to have our acting superintendent do?
Yes.
Was that on that list of duties?
I don't know.
There is something about mowing.
Yeah.
Right. During mowing, there was our number 15, Will. During mowing, okay. So it actually says, I think Robin changed this one. The number 15. Okay, it was, Will, you had it down as a yes for the four persons, but we crossed that off and said no, so we really need to say this yes for.
It really does, yeah.
The superintendent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to say yes on that. Picking up the bad pen. Okay. All right, so these, any concern about this quote that we've received? Is there any concern from you?
No, not at all.
Right. Will?
No, looks
I think we're.
I was actually quite surprised that it's in, it's a good, good quote.
Yep.
So we're ready to approve this?
Okay.
May I have a motion to accept the service proposal from Snows and Sons Tree and Landscaping Company for the mowing of South Cemetery, North Cemetery, Center Cemetery, and the town commons area.
So moved.
I'll second that motion. Any discussion?
No.
I have a question.
Oh, yes, Dana.
Is it actually in the budget for the amount that they have bid for?
I believe that it is, actually. As I'm seeing those numbers, that's a fabulous question. Thank you.
Yeah. And fortunately or unfortunately, I mean, basically, yes, although part of it depends on if we have a very dry month of August, so they only have to come mow once, fine. And Jeff would never have them come more than every other week, and that's about what was budgeted for. Yeah.
I just know how my lawn is growing this summer, so.
Right, with the amount of rain that we've had.
I know.
So, all right, and further discussion? All right, all those in favor?
Will, aye.
Elisa, aye. Thank you. And then we have the Vincent Road update, please.
Okay, this is kind of a two-part update. The first part of it is what I gave you folks a copy of, which is the notice of a public hearing that the Zoning Board of Appeals will be holding on July 10th to consider an appeal that was made to a building permit. A building permit was issued for a garage barn type structure at 47 Vincent Road. Landowners that abut that, abut that property. Are appealing the issuance of that building permit. So the Zoning Board of Appeals will have to, I guess, hear both sides and determine whether it gets appealed or whether it goes forward in essence. So that's part of it. The other part of Vincent Road is there's been an ongoing lawsuit between, well, the plaintiffs are Jennifer Lerner and David Matusko, and they have filed suit against Adam Williams and his partner, who is Aaron McLaren?
I don't know her name.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
And Jennifer Day and Jeff Peck. Basically, the plaintiffs are stating that none of Vincent Road is in any way a public way, not even a, or a private way, not even a statutory private way. You know, the town, at least starting in 1996, the town definitely affirmed that a quarter of a mile of Vincent Road was statutory private way. And that's been the town's position. And it was the position long before 1996. But in 1996, the planning board determined to clarify what were town ways and what weren't. So we definitely have that vote on record. So there was, let's see, on June 20th, I believe, there was a status update with the court, and our attorney was encouraged to be there on behalf of the town of Heath, encouraged kind of by the court system to be there. So our attorney went and stated our position that the town believes it to be a statutory private way. The plaintiff's attorney does not want to accept that, and so he is naming the town of Heath as he's going to modify his suit to now include the town of Heath. Okay, so that means that our attorneys will need to represent the town at every single court hearing, whatever. Whenever this is brought up in court, our attorney will need to be there.
Yeah.
Is that what we wanted to have happen? Or is this something that has just automatically happened based on our position?
It has happened because the plaintiff's attorney refuses to accept the town's position and wants to argue for his clients that Vincent Road is in no way, shape, or form a road that can be used by the public. And the public includes other landowners on that road.
Do they think they own that road? They think
half of it.
Part of their property?
They think half of it is part of their property.
Coming down the road.
That just all of Vincent Road was discontinued, period.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a road gets discontinued,
mm-hmm. it goes to the landowner.
Right, half and half goes to the landowner. So they're saying the road's discontinued, it's not a road, you can't drive on it, and this half is my private property.
That adjoins their property.
Correct.
The part that adjoins Jeff and Janice is their property, correct?
That's right.
So.
But evidently that's not wide enough to be a road.
Okay, Steve, no.
I don't know.
I won't quiz you on it. I've just been very confused about that.
Well, I know. It is rather
yeah.
confusing.
And we're saying a quarter, the first quarter mile of that road.
Is a statutory road.
It's statutory private way.
Okay.
Which means it is usable by the public. The town does not have to maintain it. Okay, we don't do any maintenance.
On that quarter mile, we don't do any maintenance.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the conditions of a statutory private way.
Okay. What type of documentation do these people have that makes them feel like they're in the right?
I don't know.
Just curious to know what they're going off of.
Well, I mean, I want to say way back when Steve was a mere lad.
Wow, way back.
150 years ago. No, really, the middle of the 1800s, I think. It was a county road. It was, right? It was what was considered one of the county roads.
Yeah,
okay.
It was to Roe, yeah.
Yes, and it went over to Roe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also, part of it looped around in what is now Sherman Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, and then the county discontinued it. When the county would discontinue a road, then the town would have the option if they wanted to pick it up or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Heath ever really picked it up. But then whoever used to own, like Jeff and Jenna's property, built a small cabin there.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere, and this is before 1996, somewhere along the way, Heath made the first quarter mile a statutory private way, which meant, again, that section of road could be traveled by the public.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1996, it was definitely affirmed. But it was a statutory private way long before 1996.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any clear record of when that started.
But when it was affirmed in 1996, is there documentation to affirm that?
Oh, yes, there is.
Okay. All right.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's addressed even in some of the select board minutes from the 1980s. So it had that status back then as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it was, the town voted that it was a statutory private way before the plaintiffs bought their land.
Okay, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
The timeline of all of this.
Yes.
Okay. And we have record of that?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Registry of Deeds has record of when they bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if when the county gave up that road, did Roe pick it up as a public way? Their end of it?
Their end? I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, I want to say it's a matter of the plaintiffs evidently don't want to accept this, and their attorney is encouraging them not to accept it.
Based on what?
What does the court say?
The court's not saying yet.
Yeah.
Barbara, yes.
So what I'm wondering is, if this moves forward, it gets expensive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm wondering is, if the plaintiff fails,
mm-hmm.
can they be charged for our legal fees?
Mm. That's a good question, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
because
know.
In some ways it feels like a frivolous lawsuit that the town shouldn't have to be paying for.
Mm-hmm.
So if the court finds in the town's favor, and...
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think there could be recourse. I mean, that would be a question for our attorney.
It might be a case that the town would need to, like, counterfile to sue for cost reimbursements if the court rules in our favor.
Yeah.
But that's a really good question.
We don't need our legal fees to do what they did a couple of years ago.
No.
That's a happy update.
Yes. Has there been any conversation face-to-face with these people and saying, look, here's the documentation, or did they just jump right into a lawsuit?
From what I understand, that there was originally conversation amongst the landowners. And that the defendants tried to say, no, it's the statutory private way and all that, and it was not accepted.
So is this, again,
I know, it's hard.
From 30,000 feet, but is this essentially denying Jenna and Jeff use access to their land? Is that what's going on here? Are you creating like a landlocked piece?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's...
Several landlocked pieces.
That's...
Because...
Oh, I wasn't understanding that at all. Thank you for asking that question.
It's not going to fly.
It would mean... like, I'm not understanding
the
issue.
It would mean permanent residence. Jeff and Jenna would be landlocked, or would have to
cut a road.
Mm-hmm. And the Adam Williams and his partner, you know, don't have any dwelling on the property, but they do want to build this barn garage structure. They would have no access to that. It would also mean that all that we went through in purchasing the permanent easement for the trail across Adam Williams' land.
Right, with grant money.
With grant money.
Right.
There would be no access to that trail from the Heath end.
Mm-hmm.
Because there would be a gap between the eastern... let's say southeastern end of the trail.
To Jed Road. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
With no way to cross the divide, theoretically.
So, it sounds like a land grab. I mean, just the,
I've seen no obvious reason for this lawsuit at all. I don't know why they're bringing it. I don't know what their purpose is.
I don't know why it was okay for many years and then all of a sudden it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It predates the trail planning, though.
Oh, yes, it predates the trail
planning. It isn't about the trail.
Right. Wait, this argument, this...
The lawsuit, no, the lawsuit's been going on for at least a couple of years.
Huh.
Between the property owners, and they were discussing it amongst themselves before the plaintiffs finally got hired an attorney and started a lawsuit. But anyway, I thought you folks ought to know that we are going to be named as bona fide defendants in this lawsuit. It's lots of fun.
And that was
just trying to find the, follow the lineage. We got pulled into it because our attorney says we need to be, or the court is saying we need to be, or it's just because we've stated.
Well, okay, it started out with, the court, I believe it was the court.
I guess my question is, do we have an option? Do we have a choice, or this is just the way it is? We got dragged into this. Do we need to be in this?
Okay. If we're named as defendants, yes, we have no choice.
Right, and we've just been named as a defendant?
Yes.
By the court?
No.
Oh.
By the plaintiff's attorney. He is modifying his complaint.
Mm-hmm. Against us.
To include us as a complaint against the town of Heath.
Understood, thank you. I was just meaning that, thank you.
Okay. And part of it is, part of what's motivated that attorney, I believe, is because of, we just voted to purchase the easement, we just we just clarified the description of Vincent Road and what part of it was a statutory private way.
Okay, so the plaintiff's attorney has dragged us into
this. The danger is if, like, okay, I asked our attorney, like, why do you have to be at this status hearing? What happens if you don't show up? And she said, then you run the risk of the court just ruling in the plaintiff's favor.
Right, no.
Okay, so okay. In which case, that would mess up lot, at this point it would mess up lots of stuff for the town of Heath.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the risk right now. And so
this ZBA meeting might be interesting.
Yeah. I think Robin was going to try to attend it.
So just so I can educate myself a little further.
Yeah, on this. So,
wait, what time?
Oh. That's that.
Dang it.
Have
to do it anyway. Okay. All right. Anything else about that? Questions or concerns about this? Well,
concerns.
Anybody else? Concerns, obviously. Yes. How about go with questions? Anybody? Anybody in the galley? All right. Very good. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. So that's the okay. And now we added something for other business, which was the ambulance contract signing of Cole Rainey.
Yes.
Which I think we were sent in our mail.
Yep.
Well,
it was.
Or
I sent
it to us.
Today.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
so.
Sent it to us.
You know, based on the fact that this was affirmed by town meeting vote that Heath entered an agreement for professional services through the Coleraine Volunteer Ambulance Association and pay a one-time annual fee of, is it
$22,000.
Mm-hmm. And so this is the written agreement about the services.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you folks would kindly see to approve it and be willing to sign it.
Will, did you have a chance to read the contract?
Not thoroughly.
Yeah, I didn't either, actually. But, I mean, I did read it.
Yeah.
And I certainly looked at the portion, the attachment, the Exhibit A, that discusses the scope of services and fee schedule, and that all looked completely fine to me,
mm-hmm.
based on previous meeting with Coleraine and what was voted at town meeting as well.
Yeah, and that all jives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hilma, anything else on this? Before I take a question.
Oh, well, no, it's invaluable.
I agree. Dana?
What was the town's arrangement before this annual contract.
I don't believe we had one.
Well,
it was just shared services, and they would respond to us without.
Well, no, we had an agreement. We had a written agreement. I want to say from 2017, but the difference is, and we had a very long presentation of all of this, but basically insurances, or many insurances, don't see ambulance services as a medical necessity.
So I've learned.
So that means many folks who need ambulance services are stuck with the whole bill unless there's like support from somewhere else. And which also means then in order to fund this service, the Coleraine Ambulance Service, on a regular basis, and they, I forget what this says, they have like staff, they have the ambulance service staffed for daytime, I think it's 8 hours a day, and then on call the rest. So they have to, they have to try to figure out a way to
stay alive.
Stay alive. I was gonna say, you know, ease the money flow,
right, because
so
they're not,
make it more regular.
Because they're not deemed essential, they get no state funding.
The town of Heath wasn't paying anything for any of the calls that were.
No, we were not.
Mm-hmm.
And the clients only get charged if they choose to ride to the hospital.
Oh, yes.
So
right.
If they turn up, what they call them apron fees, basically,
right.
If the ambulance leaves their place,
yeah.
And goes and tends to someone in the home, and that person refuses to get in the ambulance and go to the hospital, they were getting nothing from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers of calls to Heath, I believe, has increased over the years.
Yes.
And so that's why it's becoming more of a problem for Coleraine.
The past couple of years, I think, it was an average of around 60 calls per year to Heath.
But it would certainly seem like coverage, full-time coverage, even for Heath, would be preferable. I mean, they were coming on their own reasons for, you know, they were the ambulance service, so they got the call, they had to go.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not getting paid for it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't
right.
give them much reason to want to provide that coverage in the business.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns?
No.
Okay. May I have a motion to accept the contract and scope of services and fee schedule from Coleraine Volunteer Ambulance Association?
So moved.
I'll second that motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Alisa, aye.
And thank you to Coleraine Ambulance Service.
And
yes.
Thank you very much for working with us
yeah.
and providing this great service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Up the hill this afternoon.
This afternoon or this morning?
What, Coleraine,
was late this
morning? Late this morning.
Late this morning.
What, there was a call?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. I believe this leads us to mail, of which we handled the order of taking. We handled the three contracts from Franklin County Solid Waste Management District. What else do we have in here? We've handled the service proposal from Snows and Sun for mowing services, and we've handled the approval of the updated overview and charge of the Community Hall Windows Fundraising Committee. And we've handled the two appointments from the folks who sent us letters of interest for the Historical Commission, which was wonderful. And we have an update about the spools of fiber wire. Has updated about that, and that was the last piece of mail. Is there anything else to be addressed this evening?
Next meeting.
Okay. Next meeting. Today is the 2nd, so we would be looking at, I believe, Tuesday, July 16th, 6 o'clock. Well, that's good
yep.
for you. That's already on my schedule.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we have some agenda items, I'm sure, to add to that.
Yes, the Board of Health has requested to have at least a 30-minute appointment. Oh, dear, I forget his name. But...
Oh, yes, from the Pioneer Valley Mosquito District, we're going to have John.
John, yeah.
I want to say Hughes, but that might not be right. But John is flipping amazing. He came on right when I was coming off the BOH. And I
okay.
was responsible for the mosquitoes after you left, Barbara. He's phenomenal, and I'm so excited to hear from him. So,
okay.
Great.
So
yes.
they're coming, yes.
Great.
And he's going to share mosquitoes with us.
Yes.
And
his concern about mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, should be great.
We will also probably doing what's called end of year transfers.
Okay.
Financial accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I was kind of unclear where it stood and what was going on, but evidently... like Sean O'Neill had asked about
the liquor
license?
Yes. So he submitted us an application that had too many errors on it
okay.
for us to approve at that time. So it
okay.
should have been kicked back to him for resubmitting.
Okay. I will check on that.
Okay. Yeah, we had wrong fair dates, we had misinformation, we had some typos. It was just too many for us to say.
Wrong
we'll let
year.
It go. We'll let it go. I was like, wait, no. Don't. When I saw the wrong dates for the fair, I'm like, there's nothing I can do to help out on this point.
Okay.
So yeah. So Sean's just got to send that back to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm sure. You know, by the time 2 weeks has passed, we'll have lots of other things.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, is there anything that you would like on the agenda at this time for next week, or next meeting? Pardon me.
Not at this time, but I will be thinking about it.
Okay. I'm sure I have
we'll
something to
We'll probably have
to it.
Some kind of highway things.
Right.
I'm sure. Yes. Actually, I would like to hear from the highway department just to know how things are going.
Yeah.
And that
that sounds good.
Yeah. If that's a pop-in or you send
sure.
us an email or, I mean, certainly Will will be having
mm-hmm.
a hand, but just let's all just make eye contact and,
mm-hmm.
and make sure everything's going okay.
Is that 2 weeks from tonight?
Yes.
Okay. That is the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we want to set an appointment or we just how.
Well,
we...
yeah, I think so. If Kyle's going to come, he would prefer a set time.
Okay, yeah.
That. And I've already plugged the mosquitoes in for a set time that I don't remember when, but
okay.
So I'll coordinate that.
Yeah, I'd also really like to know how Jason is going to fare through all of this. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think I've met him once briefly, so I'd like to know
yep.
how he's doing and if he needs any support through all of this transition
yep.
as well.
So, well, I think
I'm sure you gentlemen are taking care of that, but
mm-hmm.
I extend my concern for
yeah.
our employee as well.
Conversations and.
Mm-hmm.
Check-ins
yeah
all
that kind of stuff.
All right, anything else? May I have a motion to
Ned,
as a FinCom member, I'm just recalling that typically regarding those transfers there is some input from the FinCom, or at least they're aware of that. I'm not speaking as chair, that we elected Dina as chair.
Okay. I was going
to
ask you.
We also left it open ended as to whether and when we would be meeting again, expecting that it would be related to transfers.
Yeah. I'm going to have to talk with the accountant. Like the final date for submitting FY24 invoices is July 11th. So I will need to, yeah, have conversation with him about when he thinks he'll have all the, his work on the accounts squared away. So we'll know what needs transfer and what doesn't, and how to get that written up. So it might be a case that FinCom would want to schedule a meeting for July 16th as well, that Tuesday, before the, so they can have discussed it before the select board gets to it in their meeting.
So FinCom meet on Tuesday before the select board meets?
Yeah, that's my suggestion at this time, because I guess I don't foresee the accountant having his report ready, like certainly not before Monday the 15th. Because they won't, like the deadline for everyone to turn in their invoice is July 11th. But it's usually the Friday, Saturday, maybe even Sunday that the accountants process all the invoices. Okay. So I don't think they will have that information before Monday.
Seems to me maybe it was Monday that the FinCom met with the accountant last year.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay. I'll pass that on to.
Okay,
Dina.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
At 8:18, I'll second the motion. All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Elisa, aye.